רבותיי, ערב טוב, שבוע טוב.
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk in Parashat HaShavua from last week, as well as the past few dapim in Sanhedrin. Last week's parasha speaks about mechashefa lo techaye, sorcery, witchcraft, stuff, fun. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, past few days dapim, speaks about these inyanim, witchcraft and sorcery. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Samachay Amud Bet, Ezo me'onen. The Gemara says, what is an onen? The Torah says, lo tenachashu ve lo te'onenu. Superstition. What does that mean? There's machloket tana'im. The Gemara says, one of the opinions, v'chachamim morim, zeh ochezet ha'inayim. One who grabs the eyes. What does it mean to grab the eyes? Rashi says, ochez ta'inayim, ochez v'soger aynei abriyot, umar elem ki'ilu ha'oseh dvarim shel pele, v'oneseh kelum. Grabbing people's eyes, making believe that you're doing something fantastic, and you're really not doing anything. Meaning what? That's what we call an illusion, like an optical illusion. That's what it is. There's another Gemara later. It's a Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and then a Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Bet. The Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Hamchashef haoseh ma'aseh chayav velo ha'echayes te'anayim." When a person does kishuf, if you use the kishuf to do an action, you're chayav skila. If you're ochez ta'inayim, if you use kishuf to create an illusion, you're patu. Sorcery. Witchcraft. The Gemara Amud Bet brings down an interesting thing. The Gemara says that hilchot kishuf are like hilchot Shabbat. Some are b'skila. Right? By Shabbat you have skila, patur aval asur, which is midrabanan, and mutar. Right? Skila, the melachot, the toladot. You have patur aval asur, shvutim, things that are drabanan. And then you have mutar. There's plenty of things that are mutar on Shabbat. Same thing with kishuf. Chayav skila is when you do a ma'aseh. Ochez ta'inayim, which is when you make an illusion, patur. Certain things are mutar. The Gemara says, what's mutar? The Gemara gives an example. One time, Rav Chanina and Rav Hoshaya, they would sit and learn together on every Erev Shabbat. They would learn Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah is a very, very deep Kabbalistic Sefer that Avraham Avinu wrote that has to do with how Hashem created the world through Otiyot. So every time they would sit down to learn, they would take Tzirufe Otiyot of Shemot HaKodesh, and the Gemara says that they would create Eglat Tilta, they would create veal and eat it for Shabbat. They would create it through that. That's considered a kosher kind, the Gemara says, of Kishuf, and that's Mutar. Interestingly, when you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Milchot Avodat Kochavim, there's a stira. There seems to be a stira. In Halakha Tet, the Rambam speaks about Achizat Einayim. Person does illusions. And over there he says that if a person does optical illusions, sleight of hand, whatever it is, it's an Isur Doraita and you get Malkut. Says the Rambam. Illusions. Fast forward to Halakha Tetvav. The Rambam in Halakha Tetvav says, by Kishuf, he says, if you do Achizat Einayim, Makinoto Makat Mardut. You give him rabbinic lashes, which means Patura Valasur, it's only Asur Midrabanan. Hey, Stira. Rambam, you told me Achizat Einayim. In Halakha Tet, you told me Isur Deoraita, and you get Malkut. All of a sudden, Halakha Tetvav, you tell me it's Isur Derabanan, you get Makat Mardut. What's going on? Many Mefarshim point out the stira in the Rambam. The Bach, Arav Bayit Chadash, and you read the Asiman Kuf Ayin Tet, quotes this stira, and he says, you know what the answer is? He says, there's two kinds of Achizat Einayim. There is a natural, skilled, sleight of hand kind, which doesn't have to do with any magic, any witchcraft, any kishuf. It's just, a person's talent. That's one. And then there's another one when a person uses kishuf to create that illusion. When we're talking about the regular kind, the natural kind, that's part of the isur of me'onen. That's an isur d'oraita for which you get malkut. If it's the kishuf kind, you use kishuf to make the illusion, not sleight of hand. Over there, that's called the lav shenitan le'azharat mitat bedin, which means, if you do kishuf and make a ma'aseh, you get killed. Therefore, if you use kishuf and you didn't do a ma'aseh, you just create an illusion, that's patur mi malkut. Now, based on this Bach, which is more punishable, the natural kind of illusion or the kishuf one? The natural kind. The natural kind is more punishable because it has nothing to do with isur kishuf. It has to do with isur me'onin. And over there, that's an isur Torah for which a person would get malkut. By the way, the Bach is not alone. The Shach quotes the Bach as halacha. The Rama, in Sheilot U'Tshuvot Rama, Siman Samachvav, quotes this chiluk in the Rambam la'halacha. The Bet Yosef, both in Kesef Mishneh, on this Rambam, in Halachat Tedvav of Perek Yud Aleph, as well as in Bet Yosef, Yored De'as Siman Kuf Ayin Tet, quotes that this is a pshat, said by Rabbi Yoshua Nagid. Rabbi Yoshua Nagid was a grandson of the Rambam, and he says, that's pshat my grandfather. That's why the Rambam is not soter. Two kinds of achizat enayim, two kinds of illusions. One is natural, and one is through kishuf. Natural one, isur Torah, malkut. Kishuf one is only drabanan, no malkut. Now, that being said, if somebody asks you, the magicians today that you have, they do magic, card tricks, all sorts of disappearing acts, and all those things, mentalism, you know, making you think things or feel things, what are all these things? They're not al yedei kishuf. They're natural. They, you know, the person is sleight of hand, talent, whatever it is. According to the Rambam, and according to Rov Kechol Gedolei Poskim, it is Isur De'oraita for the person to do it, and for the Kahal to listen, to watch it, the Chochmat Adam, the Chaya Adam's Perush, on Yore De'ah, the Chochmat Adam writes that anybody who sits there giving an audience to such a person transgresses the Isur of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol and Mesaya Bidei Ovrei Avera. Takshiv. Now,
what about on YouTube?
The guy already did it. That's a different story. But, you know, unfortunately... Now, by the way, this only applies to Jewish magicians. If it's a non-Jewish magician, non-Jews are not commanded about me'onin. And therefore, sleight of hand that doesn't have to do with kishuf, for them is mutar. So if a person wants to watch or hire a non-Jewish magician, it's a beseder. Man Zuchamecha says that. But la'alacha, if it's a... I don't know why it is, but many of these organizations that hire these magicians and mentalists, so many of them are Jewish. And they're doing nisur, and you're doing nisur by hiring them. Now, many people quote the Heter of Rav Moshe. If you look in Rav Moshe, you look in Igrot Moshe, Yored De'ah, Chelek Dalet, Siman Yudalet, I'm sorry. Rav Moshe speaks about this, and he brings down the Bach and the Shach, and all the other poskim, and he says, I have a question. He says, I don't understand. He says, do we ever find that anybody is prohibited from using their natural talents? Did people throughout history have superpowers? Yeah. We find in the Torah, Chazal, you remember the story in the Gemara and in the Midrash when the Shvatim met Esav at Me'arat HaMachpelah and there was a fight? They sent down to Naphtali to Mitzrayim, super speed, to go pick up the... Naphtali had superpowers, right? He ran very fast. Was it asur for him to do that? No. Shimshon HaGibor had superpowers, right? Super strength. Was it mutar for him to use that? Yes. So if a person has a talent, or we'll call it a superpower, that he's able to do sleight of hand and stuff like that, why isn't that like any other talent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him? Shouldn't it be mutar? That's Rav Moshe. But there's two answers to that. Many poskim Rav J. David Bleich in his Journal of Contemporary Halacha disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says those talents and superpowers that we find in Chazal, Naphtali and Shimshon, they weren't used to deceive people. They were just, those were the powers that they had, and they used them. Over here, if a person has this talent, this is a specific talent that's being used to deceive people into thinking they're doing something fabulous, and the Torah says that's what's asur. So it's not even comparison. That's number one. Number two, even Rav Moshe himself, at the end of that Shuvani Grot Moshe says, I've never gotten a shayla lemaisa about this. We're only talking bederech limud. But he says, if I would ever get a shayla la'alacha, I would abstain from answering it because of the kavod of Rapetun HaPoskim who say it's asur. So even the Rav Moshe that people quote, if you look in Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, he says, I'm not paskening it. I'm just talking derech limud. Therefore, by the way, people say it's an Ashkenazi Sephardim or Machmir. No, it's not a Sephardi Ashkenazi thing. You remember the names that I told you before that interpret the Rambam that say that this is Nisur Torah? Rama, Inshut Rama, Bach, Shach, Chochmat Adam, Rav Shmuel Vosner in Shevet Alevi. Yeah, this doesn't sound too much like an Ashkenazi Sephardi thing, right? You know what I'm saying? They're pretty Ashkenazi. I, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a Tana. There's a rebuttal to his Tana, and he himself didn't want to paskin. So therefore, this thing that... And by the way, I know that among Am Yisrael, we are very limited with what we call kosher forms of entertainment. We don't have a lot. We can't go to movies, can't go to shows, can't... You know what I'm saying? There's not much that we can do. So what's the number one form of kosher entertainment? Food. Food, 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 right? And then when you run out of food, which is never, then there's magic and, you know, concerts. But magic is a bit very popular one. You have to know that both for Sfaradim and for Ashkenazim, Maran Zalman Chaim says it very clearly, Chavedat, Chilegim Atziman Samachet, in Yabi Omer, Chileke, Yuridea, Siman Yudchit, in Chazon Avadiyah, Shabbat, Chilegim. He says Meforash, these are Isure Torah. It's Isur for the guy to do it, it's Isur for the Kahal to watch it, and it's not an Ashkenazi Sephardi thing. We went across the aisle, and we have, you know, it's not a thing. And therefore, don't let anybody tell you that Ashkenazim are Mekel because of Rav Moshe, because that's not true. Rav Moshe never said it. He spoke Derech Limud, look in the Tshuva. A lot of people like to quote Poskim, you know, haphazardly. Look what he actually says. Look at the words that he actually... And even if Rav Moshe actually Paskin like that, you have Rambam, you have Bach, Ashach, Rama, you have Rabbi Yoshua Nagid, Maran, in case of Mishnah and Bet Yosef. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty heavy. It doesn't work like that.
If the magician is not Jewish, yeah. I can watch it.
Yes. Because it's not asur for him to do, and therefore it's mutar for you to watch. By a Jewish magician. Now, what are you going to say? Oh, what if he's saying, he's telling everybody it's just an optical illusion? Everybody already knew that. Nobody thought that he's, you know, manipulating kishuf in order to do this stuff. They know it's sleight of hand, and yet the Torah still said it's asur. It does not help to tell the Kahal this is just an illusion, or to show the Kahal one trick. These things don't work. It's still asur. You see it from the words of Gedolei HaPoskim. I told you Mekorot. Mekorot Meforashim B'Divrei HaPoskim, that these things are asur. Chochmat Adam says, you can't watch it. You have to walk away. You have to walk out. It's a big, big deal. Sometimes even shuls or yeshivas do it for entertainment. I'll tell you one time. I'll tell you a story. I was once at a Sheva Brachas, family Sheva Brachas, and I didn't make it. And part of the entertainment that they brought for the Chatan Vekala was a mentalist. You know what a mentalist is? It's like a magician, but like, they like pretend to read your mind and make you feel things and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. So the guy, he says, I need a volunteer from the audience. Now, I couldn't get up for whatever reason. I couldn't get out and I was upset. It's a sur. What are you doing? Sheva Barachot is Davar Kadosh. What are you bringing such tum'an? The guy was very, very visibly Jewish. He was wearing a yarmulke. What are you wearing a yarmulke? Not that I'll say surim. Anyway, bekitzer. So the guy says, I'm going to read somebody's mind. I need a volunteer from the audience. So what did I do? I had it on my phone. I pulled out the Rambam. I pulled out the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Milchot Avodah Zarah, Halachatet, Halachatet Vav, where the Rambam speaks about Achizat Enayim, Chiyuvei Sekila, and things of that nature. I quickly read over the Rambam. I memorized it a few times. And then after I read my, I'm like, okay, call on me, call, you know, like, I want him to. So my wife saw me. She's like, what are you doing? He's like, put your hand in. She's like, no, don't do that. But you see, these things that sometimes people take for granted, they're really Surim Chamorim. It starts from the Shas, it continues in the Poskim. It's not a joke. That's such a me thing to do, right? It's like, I'm going to take him down. Yeah, but Mikol Mako, it didn't happen, but I'm saying it's, in Yiddish, there's a word ungenommen. Sometimes, yeah, it's just done. No, you don't do things because they're done. You have to look if it fits in Shas and Poskim. You see Gmarot, you see the Rambam, you see the Poskim that discuss these things, and you have heavy, heavy hitters telling you that these are really Surah Torah, not necessarily because of Kishuf, but because of Me'onin. Me'onin is a lav d'oraita. Just like the Torah says lo tenachashu ve lo te'onenu. Being superstitious is an isur. The Gemara brings down over here in Samachay Amud Bet a few examples. Samachen again in Samach Zayin, a few examples of the isur of being superstitious about being me'onen, about what it means to be me'onen. Some of the Tanaim say it has to do with kishuf. Some say it doesn't. But whatever it is, you see this thing that Rambam Meforash discussed it, and these are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us from the goyim and told us that we're not allowed to engage in these things because, you know, that really means following in the paths of the goyim. So when a person does that, you have to understand, even though you see this one doing it or that shul, that's not necessarily indicative. You gotta see what the poskim say and then go from there. Yeah.
All the like
safta
superstitions, like sibilot, if there's no
more
Torah, is
it
possible
to
do?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes Yisurei
Torah. Yeah, look, from Samachet to Samach Zayin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses all of these things, yeah. Huh? No, that's not sleight of hand. He's not doing anything. It's usually for kids, you know what I'm saying? Somebody asked me once, even the poskim who say magic is like little kitty magic, you know, 3-year-old birthday party kind magic. It's not, ta-da, that's not what the poskim meant by achizat enayim, sleight of hand. It's like, oh look, he pulled a thing. We're talking about things that even adults would find, you know, would find impressive. Even, huh? Yeah, that's, all these very, 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 you know, Jewish-sounding names. These are Isurei Torah mamash. Isurei Torah, the ones who are doing it, the people who are listening, it's a big deal. People don't chop. Oh, but how could it... It says it, so it is. That's the way it works. You know? How could it be? It just is, you know what I'm saying? I didn't write it. Katu. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I saw the Israeli guy, yes. Very,
yeah.
He
not all Israeli guys are Jewish, by the way. Okay.
He announces that he's a hypnotist.
Yeah.
And it's really a joke. So yeah. He has like a trash can.
Yeah.
And you have the foot, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, and he opens it with his foot, like obviously with his foot. Okay. Is that
obvious?
It's like a joke. But he said he's a hypnotist.
If it's too simple, if it's too like nothing, then it doesn't, whatever. But point being, don't let anybody tell you this is an Ashkenazi Sephardi kind of thing, because it's really not. There's poskim that are, I told you very, very clearly, very vehement about this thing. Yeah.
Is there any makor for sitting at the corner of a table or red bracelets?
No.
So would it be a sure to do it? So if someone tells you, you have to say something?
Just tell them shtuyot. I'm Moroccan, and Moroccans have a lot of these things. So every day I used to, like, you know, everybody's got that Moroccan aunt, you know what I'm saying? That one.
Or more than one.
You can fill in the blank. It could be Moroccan or whatever. So every time, you know, they're like, don't sit at the corner of the table, don't pass the baby over the table, don't pass knives, whatever. And Bidavka, I would do every single one, every time. Bidavka kedelo, it's not Jewish stuff, you know what I'm saying? You live with Arabs long enough, you're gonna, you know, stuff's gonna rub off. You know what I'm saying? They lived with Arabs for hundreds of years, so like, oh yeah, it's not Jewish. These things are not. We serve a God that's greater than all of these things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to avoid these things. That's what it is. So he's the guy, Bidavka sat at the corner of the table. He's like, no, you're not going to get married. I'm like, okay, I'll take my chances. You know, like, you know those. It's sad. The Rambam Meforash, in the next Pirik, in Pirik Yud Bet of Ilchot Avodah Zarah, he says, it's all these things. He speaks about all of the Dine Avodat Kochavim. He says, it's so not matim for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is such a wise, intelligent nation. These stupidities are not matim for such a holy and intelligent nation. These things bring us down. When we practice and give credence to such things, the Goyim look at us stupidly. That's what the Rambam says in Meforash. Yeah. Maybe don't do it in front of them. Okay. Lailatov, good night guys. Kol tov.
Kol tov.